Good morning. It's nice to be with you.
Do you find that people get it? Are people respectful and careful around snowplows, or do people get more reckless?
Well, I think they don't get more reckless, but they don't realize that the plow is out there doing a job that is necessary and to make their people's travels easier. So, you know, they knowing that our plows go a little slower than the posted speed limits, they have a tendency to try to pass us and go by us, and as a result, get sprayed full of salt, get sprayed full of liquids, get sprayed full of sand, and obviously, if they go by on the plow side, they're going to get sprayed full of snow, which makes things more dangerous for as they do travel and try to pass us.
So you're driving down the street, you're driving on the highway, a snow plow is in front of you. What do you do?
You know, just stay behind the plow. Don't pass. That's the best information I can give all drivers.
We're in the second half of November now, and it's time for us to be on our toes for that potential first snowfall. Is the first part of the season the worst when it comes to driving?
I don't think there's any question that it's more difficult to drive earlier in the winter season. It's the combination that the ground is usually warmer. And as a result, as the snow falls, it melts pretty much, starts melting on contact and then freezes to the pavement. And therefore, it snows a lot of times more slippery in the early part of the year. Plus, people are not acclimated to driving in winter and in ice conditions during the early part of the year. So it's a combination of the condition of the roads themselves and the unfamiliarity of driving in winter that makes it more difficult early in the year.
Now, people who run streets and highways departments around Wisconsin have the added challenge of making sure there's enough money for the season. And sometimes if we have a lot of snow in November and December, sometimes that money runs out sooner than you expect it to.
Public safety is very important to all snowplow operators and municipalities, and we'll do everything in our powers to make sure, regardless of the financial situation, that when it snows, our crews are going to be out there taking care of the roads.
It's Snowplow Driver Appreciation Day, and even though it's one of the most important jobs in northern climates, you say it's also one of the most thankless.
Well, it's very thankless. People have the expectation that they want to be able to drive at posted speed limits throughout all weather conditions, and that's not a realistic type of expectation. And as a result, when people do have to be delayed due to traffic, due to weather conditions, it falls onto the snowplow drivers. It's to their fault, you know. It's their fault that the snow fell at the right before rush hour. It's their fault that they didn't the 12 inches of snow didn't get plowed off in a matter of a few minutes. So, regardless of what we do, whether we salt or don't salt, or whether we plow or don't plow, there are people that have opinions that are different than what the experts and what the people who are actually managing the snow and ice programs feel is best for their area.
Al Schumacher, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.